or else list them all individually. Right.
That was the 204139?
Yes.
You say you listed the wrong parcel number. Do you have a correct parcel number?
18 instead of 08.
Ooh.
81128 should be 18001.
Okay.
Have you submitted that already for next week?
No. I believe I have, yeah.
Can we do it now or no?
We don't have an abatement number on it yet.
Okay. I didn't know if we could move to change it in that or not. I don't know. I don't know if that's...
We might want to look at it.
Let's wait for next week, I guess.
204-142, erroneous. Condo letters were returned. And I think they have scans in here where the letters were returned undeliverable from the post office. Yes. 204-144. Taxpayer was primary resident and not a nightly rental property. And 204-145.
Now, when was the sale on those properties, do you know?
On the
occasion?
Yeah.
I believe it was
the 17. Okay. So the sale was the 17, so they need to be exempt for 18?
Yes, they had acquired on that PRC card.
Okay. Move to deny abatement number 204139.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve the remainder of Exhibit B. Exhibit B, dated 11/13/18.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Next set of abatements that I have is occupancy. There's only one. And it's abatement number 204-143. Residence Burn 818.
We're on Exhibit C now, correct? Move to approve Exhibit
C. Yes.
Move to approve Exhibit C, dated 11/13/18.
Second. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
The next group I have is add-on to the book.
These all add-ons due to the occupancy. Mm-hmm. And they're prorated from the time that they...
Yes.
Their abatement numbers 204, 132, 134, 136, 137, 140, and 141 are the last three digits of their abatement numbers.
Some of them are splits.
Yeah.
Okay. Move to approve Exhibit D, dated 11/13/18.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And that is all I have for today. We'll get the we'll probably have more board orders. Well, we know we already have more board orders for next week. So we'll see you then. Have a good day.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
County credit card discussion policy amendment discussion.
I believe the old policy under number 9, prohibiting use of purchasing cards, said prohibit purchase of any items being paid for by anything other than county funds. I don't know if I need to read it all. I hate to. Prohibits the purchase of personal items using the county's tax identification number, and then next it has purchase of any items being paid for by anything other than county funds, purchase of items to be paid for by the state funds or other outside funds, which would not process through the county's account payable process, is prohibited. I think the under number 9 in that area is where it's suggested that we define it a little better.
Is this existing? This isn't where an amendment's been made, is it?
That's the new one that's highlighted. The one, I think it's underneath that, is the existing.
There's the current up here. Say it's under number 9.
There might be a sheet right under that. Mine has a sheet under it.
I think that Joanna sent that to you all, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, she's sick today, and I don't think she sent it to me. At least I didn't find it on my emails, so she didn't tell me not exactly what it said, but somewhat. So if you have any questions, I'd try to answer those.
Do you want to look at it?
It doesn't make any difference, I think. Oh,
yes. That's a suggestion. I think when the policy was originally written, they didn't realize the necessity to itemize out in detail what could not be approved with the county credit card.
So the amendments are, did you read the amendments?
We have not.
The suggested amendments are purchase of meals for employees. This is what's prohibited. Purchase of meals for employees while they are working in the office. Any exceptions would need prior authorization of the county commission. And then purchase of party supplies, food items for employees for any county function. Example, retirement, birthday, leaving county employment, etc. So I'm guessing we had some instances that brought these up.
Yes.
Okay.
Without enumerating, we
when we're trying to spend as little as we can of the county's money, if it's questionable, we want you guys to be aware, and I think you were aware of all these. I would hope that you have been.
You see, I don't think we were aware of these until after it was already done.
Oh, I agree with that, but I think from our office you were made aware of all.
Oh, yes. Your office made us aware of them, yes. Well, because you guys get the credit card bill.
Yes. And these are coming out of GCR.
Well, that was my other question. So the credit cards are strictly GCR, not...
No, the credit cards can be used by any department. There are several, road and bridge.
But they come out of those funds, not...
Right.
We don't have credit cards for the special use funds.
Well, actually, they can use those for those special use funds, too. But they're going to have to abide by the credit card policy if they do that.
They code it. Mm-hmm. They have to do the purchase order and code it what fund it's going to come out of.
You're missing your microphone. Fuzzy.
Well, I sure am. I didn't know
it's right there.
Mr. Schofield, do you want to speak on this issue?
Come on up.
Okay. I'm sorry. We're trying to certify the election, so we're pretty busy today, but... Did I hear there was an issue with using the credit cards to buy lunches when we're in the office, or was that an issue?
There's no other office that does that.
We have to do it during elections because we're working straight through lunches. We don't have time to take lunches. We don't have the manpower to actually leave and take a lunch. So we're literally taking a bite of food, talking to somebody on the phone, or voting somebody absentee nonstop when we do that. And I will tell you this, the county did buy lunch several times, and I bought lunch from my staff several times out of my own pocket. But when we're in elections like that, we don't have any choice. We are just... all day working. And we had to get people from other offices. In fact, Rick Finley let us use Joanna to go and get food for us. And Bob Dixon one day sent one of his employees to get lunch for us. And Mona Cope assisted us one day. One of her staff members went to get lunch for us because we did not have the time to leave to go get lunch. So my people were working through their lunch hours.
I don't think that this would preclude any of that. She would just have to get permission from you guys before that happened.
I'll let you know each election.
If you guys, that's what you want, that's what you want. I don't know.
Were some of these done after the election?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I couldn't either.
Done on election day. I can't think of anything that was done afterwards. Now, we will on certification day when we go to certify. Actually, I'm going to do it in 2 days this time instead of 1 day because it takes so much time to do it now that we're going to spread it over 2 days. So we probably won't do it during certification, but we have done it in the past. Oh, pre-test, we do it. And I'm not just paying for my staff, I'm paying for the people that are coming in, and they're taking about 15 minutes to eat their food, and then we're going on. We're not actually leaving. We're still there.
The other offices that also have time, for instance, your collector's office, your assessor's office, when those tax bills are out, they experience the same thing, the phone calls,
I'm sorry, I disagree with you. You can put them off. On election day, I cannot put them off. My phones are ringing nonstop, and I have to answer the phone for that voter or for that election judge who needs an answer immediately before that voter walks away.
I understand, and that is appreciated. On the days after the election, are those same calls coming in?
Not after the election. Before the election, yes. We start absentee voting 45 days prior to the election. But we don't get busy, crazy busy until about...